And then there is another reason that's given in this chapter here, and it's in the 37th verse. And this is a very marvelous verse. I'm reading it now. "And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt." Now, the thing that God is saying here is that he loved these people. And that's the reason they were to obey him. God loved them, and they were to obey him. This is the first time in the Bible that God tells anybody that he loves them. God has demonstrated it from the very first verse in Genesis that God loves his creatures. God loves man. But he hadn't said anything about it. This is the first time that he mentions it, and he gives this as the motive for what he's done. He's delivered them out of the land of Egypt, and he's going to do greater and mightier things for them. And the basis of it, the motive for it, is that God loves them. And that is something today that every person needs to recognize, and I don't care who you are, God loves you. Now, you may not experience the love of God because sin puts up an umbrella between you and God, and you will not experience it, I can assure you. But he loves you. And he's demonstrated that love, of course, today at the cross of Christ. And you have to come there, really, to experience the love of God. Now, this is the basis for these people to obey God. First of all, God wanted to preserve and prosper them. And they are then to show their gratitude to God. And then God loves them. And then finally, over in the 14th chapter, verse 1, they belong to God. Now, these are still worthy motives for us to obey. You know, obedience to God, friends, is the first law of life. Today, man has, I think, a natural, innate hatred of God. Man doesn't want to obey God. Fact of the matter is, man is very much opposed to God. Man has turned his back on God. Man resists God. All the way through the Word of God, you will find that resistance on the part of man to God, and you find that even today. I rejoice in something I heard in a little church that I preached in. A lady came up to me and said, "My husband is unsaved. I was saved listening to your program." But she said, "I want you to know, I've never been able to get him into church, never been able to get him to become interested, and he's resisted, but he's beginning to listen to your program, and it's the only thing he will listen to." May I say to you, if the Word of God, friends, won't break down the resistance of man, nothing else will. Only God, of course, can do that. That makes this a very wonderful section, you see. And as we said last time, if Israel had only kept God's law, what blessing there would have been to them.